Hello, welcome back to The Life of a Young Adult, or TLYA, shortened because some may say it's too long.
Me.
You are listening to your host, Mattia. Now, I created this podcast to touch on the topics of school, working, religion, the self, health and fitness, friends and family, the future, etc. Now, you know I have to throw in my sponsors. So today's special sponsor is... Now, I'm going to record a speech that I did last fall in my public speaking class. Of course, there's going to be some little changes of, instead of saying assignment, it will be podcast. So please enjoy. Thank you. Close your eyes. Imagine yourself as a leaf, any color, shape, or size, but a leaf floating, nowhere to go, no purpose. Does this leaf have scars? Missing some parts? It's okay. You don't have to answer. But then think. How did you become a leaf? Where did you come from? How were you made? What tree did you come from? What did you accomplish? Are you just a regular leaf? Or a leaf from the biggest tree in the world? Are you a leaf all the way from Queen Elizabeth's own garden? How long have you been a leaf? What is your journey? What is your new adventure? I stand here today stating that I barely know myself, and that's okay. I'm finding myself along the way. I also want you to understand that it's okay not to have an answer of who am I. A leaf only lasts so long, so what's your great adventure? What milestones will you meet? My paths and adventures have built me to be a leaf who would soon soar unto new adventures, accomplishments, and milestones. The few experiences I went through while trying to become a free leaf was my background, my rebellion, finding peace within myself, and finally becoming a newfound free leaf. One thing that truly got me thinking for this podcast is the title, Who am I? The answer is I still don't know. I've always questioned who I am truly. What is my role in this world, universe, whatever? I'm still trying to figure it out, and that's okay because so many of you may not know either. Each stage marks a new beginning in which I will soon uncover the question to who am I? But it takes time. Some don't find an answer until they're 80 years old or dead. Like most kids, I went by what my parents told me, followed their rules and their beliefs. Growing up, I was raised in a strict home that was raised on the beliefs of the past. What they say goes. Usually anything that went against the norm was wrong in some way. Like a tree with many leaves, you stick to the plans. Don't change. We bloom in the spring. We fall in the fall. Nothing changes. Of course, I was allowed to be my own person, have my own thoughts, but there were limits. If you had other thoughts and beliefs or ways of life, then keep it to yourself. Religion in my home was easy, set and straight to the point. Christianity, it's the way to go. Yes, there are other religions that exist in the world, but you can't put another God before the main God. Go to church every Sunday, attend Bible study. Now, I'm not saying it's wrong, but it's great to choose for yourself what you want to believe in. Anything that goes against the Bible had to go or be stopped. Now, I'm going to stop before I go too deep. Talk of religion can go on for days. Weeks, months, even years like an evergreen tree. It never does anything, just stays there. When will you fall? I eventually give up pleasing others and focus on my happiness. Over the years, I learned that I easily stopped focusing on my own needs and wishes and put all of my energy to accommodating everyone else. I learned that it was okay to say no. It's okay to ignore that text or phone call. It's okay to drop that person out of your life for your own well-being. Sound morbid, but it works. Just make sure you're dropping the right person. I disappointed my family, of course, with the choices I was making in life. I may have lost some friends along the way, but that's normal. But when some of them heard that I stopped attending church, I felt as though it was, oh, I guess we can't talk anymore. We did talk, it felt awkward on my end, like religion was our only connection. Oh well. I explored other ways of peace, brought new thoughts, and beliefs that brought me eternal peace. I found ways that made me happy within myself. If it was believing that there is more than one higher power out there, then so be it. By the time I reached being a free leaf that escaped from their tree, I grew out of pleasing others and focus on what would bring me happiness and peace. But like any leaf, I ran into issues, confusion of where I should go, what I should do. After breaking away from that tree who was holding me down, I didn't know what my next step should be. Should I start here? Should I do this? I was setting up a brand new path. I was making a game plan, setting a plan, a backup plan, then another backup plan. I even had backup plans for the backup plans. But everyone knows things don't always happen the way you want them to. So I fell back into my time as a trapped leaf. I felt that if I went back to the way things were growing up, maybe it wouldn't be so hard to make decisions. Just maybe it wouldn't be so hard to, you know what, I'm not even going there. I realized my true path of being a leaf. Freedom. Craving what I truly wanted. And I knew I needed to stop holding back. The path of freedom of being a leaf was so far, so wide. There was always so many new opportunities that I could finally take now. This path led me to meditation. I know, sounds crazy, but to most, it actually works. Of course, there was positives and negatives. There's always a positive and at least one negative. But I had dedication to this new lifestyle. I stuck to what I planned for myself. Instead of there being plans that was not accomplished or done, I pushed myself to be better. I made the plans happen like a drill sergeant who demands tasks done by their soldiers. I enjoyed being a newfound free leaf. Just the feel of being whoever I wanted to be was so great. Of course, I had to stick to reality. I knew no blue TARDIS was going to fall from the sky, or I wouldn't finally get my Hogwarts letter, or I wouldn't finally meet Dean and Sam Winchester and fight monsters. Realizing there's more people like me made me feel so much better, though. I found new friendships. I joined communities who understood me. Even followed some people on social media who had the same thoughts or thought process as me. Being this newfound free leaf, it created new adventures. I was even planning for the unknown future. Now, my struggle for being a free leaf never stops, but eventually I found a path of strength, wonder, and happiness. My rebellion, setback, and a newfound freedom are the journey that led me to my many adventures as a leaf. There are many trapped leaves, free leaves, who don't know what their next adventurous. In conclusion, I believe that the free leaf, there is a long road ahead of me. The world is big. There's plenty to explore and discover. Yes, there'll be dark clouds that throws me around, but the next day, I'll be okay. So here's one strong quote that I try to stick to as much as I can. You know, stick to reality, but quote is, "Who am I? Not the body, because it's decaying. Not the mind, because the brain will decay with the body. Not the personality, nor the emotions, for these also will vanish with death." This quote is by Ramana Maharshi, an Indian philosopher. Thank you. My name is Matia Scott. Have a great day with lots of love from a young adult.